Good morning. This is Julie Farah with Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce, and I'm here today with the Lori Mosley.
Happy New Year, Julie.
Happy New Year. It is a beautiful Happy New Year, and it's cold outside. It's January. My heart is so happy.
I'm so happy that your Hatchie heart is happy.
My Hatchie heart is happy. You know what? My heart is a Hatchie heart. If you think about it, it's probably like really green.
It is really green.
Green all the way through.
You are a Waxahachie girl. That is for sure.
For sure. So you know what? I was just thinking about how amazing 2024 was and what a great year we had.
Is this going to be our year in review episode?
This is going to be like our, we had a great year and now we're moving forward episode.
Yeah, I like it. Well, what were some of your favorite things that happened in 2024?
Well, I really thought that solar eclipse. Am I going to do it again?
Yes, sing it.
Solar eclipse of the heart.
Yes, the Hatchie eclipse of the heart. The solar eclipse event. I mean, I know, I feel like there's something missing from my life right now.
Yeah.
And it's because this time last year, we were prepping for the unknown.
Yeah, we were excited, looking forward to it.
Yeah, because we had never experienced anything of that magnitude in our area.
Yes, yeah, that was cool. That was really neat.
Yeah, to have that many visitors really all in one place from around like all 50 states. Or 50 states, is that what there is?
Yeah. Let's not go there.
Have them from all the different states and then all around the world.
All around the world, actually, yeah. Because there were people coming from other countries, I remember.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool to have something that people were looking forward to that much, that they all came to one place that was Waxahachie, Texas, to have that special moment. So,
yeah, hey, sweetly.
I think it's one of my favorites. How about another little top, if we were to, again, just narrow it down to three little moments.
Top three moments. Okay, let's see. I really
as
liked.
As it relates to the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
I really enjoyed the Crossroads of Texas Festival.
Yes.
I had a lobster roll that melted my heart.
Oh, I do remember this. Yeah. Crossroads of Texas Country Festival. You know, we took a tried and true event that we have known for all of our years and kind of just did a revamp with it. And I think it was definitely fun.
Yeah.
And something that we're looking forward to doing again in 2025. So, yeah.
And this year was unusually hot, like compared to years in, I think, in the past. And, you know, it was neat. Everybody was having fun. You know, I liked all the different programs and things going on. The kids dancing in one area. You got this guy over here playing what is that thing?
The accordion. One of my favorite instruments.
Yes. You got him over here. You got my Aunt Linda hanging out over here with, you know.
With my mom.
With your mother. And it was
yeah. I'd
was a
say
good day.
Definitely some of the best food that you can have, some of the best music, and some of the best fun. And so we're grateful for everybody that came out and was a part to make that a success for its first year. And then what about your third event, if we were to narrow it down?
So I would say my third event would be, I love, love, love the Christmas parade. I love how it grows every year. I love how so many people are getting into it more and more.
You and 10,000 others.
I mean, that Christmas parade was rock and roll. People came all out and brought their game this year.
Yes. Those floats and all the businesses that participated was definitely one of those Christmas Hallmark movie highlights.
Yes.
Christmas as a whole. Like, you can just lump that all together for me. With
everything.
The home tour, Bethlehem, Santa Run, all of it. You know, just what a great season. What a great season we ended with. But the cool thing is as we know, time flies when we're having fun.
Yes.
So we're already into 2025, and we've got some future fun planned.
Yay!
Yeah.
Let's do it with
some of our cooperating partners, you know, our friends over at the Waxahachie Downtown Merchants Association. They really want people to get out and come and experience them in the month of January.
Yeah.
And on January 18th, they're doing a coffee crawl.
Okay. What do you do with a coffee crawl?
12 coffee shops and 3 dessert stops. No tickets are required. And you just go from coffee shop and dessert shop from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Oh my goodness.
Hours are really good, too. And just go and get your coffee on.
I love coffee and dessert together. Like, that is perfect. I can even drink black coffee if I'm eating a dessert with it.
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds
like they
amazing.
Know they know your needs, those downtown merchants.
They know our needs.
So,
well,
yes.
And in the middle of the day, you know, like when you've already like, you're like, it's like, you know what? I think I'm going to go get another pick me up.
Yeah, the hours are desirable. So that way if you want to sleep in, then you can still go get your caffeine on from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And if you're one of those ones you can't drink caffeine after a certain time, I think you're covered there.
Go get you some dessert.
Yeah, Coffee Crawl from on January the 18th. So Saturday, January 18th.
Okay.
And then our friends over at Tulipalooza, they've got the tulip bulbs already in the ground, and they're getting ready for their big tulip event that happens over at Getzendaner Park.
Oh, they made that. They're going to do it out there again.
They're going to do it out there again from February 28th to March 16th. So the dates are a little earlier this year. You know, Mother Nature just always has her own idea of how things are supposed to bloom, but they're going to do February 28th to March 16th this year. And the cool thing is Waxahachie Care, they are really a big part in helping organize this because one of the beneficiaries of it.
Well, hot dog.
Yeah. So all the proceeds go to help a great cause, because all the proceeds do go to different nonprofits.
Yeah.
But I do know Waxahachie Care is one of the big ones.
That's cool.
And Kim Holman over there is a big partner in that. So,
we're excited
to see what Tulipalooza has to offer this year. And then our Waxahachie Food and Beverage Collective, I think we're just going to eat and drink food this year.
That's cool.
They've got Hatchie. You're down with that?
I'm down with that.
Hatchie Grawl on March the 1st.
Okay. And that means we're going to be having some, like, somebody's going to have some crawfish somewhere. There's going to be some things going on where there's going to involve some, like, crawfish, etouffee. I guarantee it, right?
There's going to be drink and food specials throughout downtown.
Okay.
And all of those restaurants.
Hot dog, hot dog.
Yeah. And then, you know, they also do the little Mardi Gras parade, the Hatchie Grawl parade.
Yeah, get the beads, all the things.
Yeah, all of those things. And that'll kick off at Rail Yard Park. So that's pretty fun.
And Rail Yard Park should kick everything off because it is a blast.
Well, I'm glad that you think that, because on April the 15th, and this is where we'll stop because I don't want to overload everybody's brains, but that's when the Waxahachie Cowboy Gathering is taking place. It's April 15th. They're going to take and do it. No, not April 15th. April the 5th.
Okay.
April 5th.
I looked at my
dates, the L and the one. So April the 5th, mm-hmm. Waxahachie Cowboy Gathering. David Smith is taking and bringing all his cowboy friends together. They're going to be at the woman's building. So they're really going to celebrate the cowgirl. They're going to celebrate the cowgirl.
About time they celebrate us cowgirls.
Yeah. So that's going to be at the woman's building. And then at Rail Yard Park, it's Let's Go Girls, and it's a tribute to Lainey Wilson, Carrie Underwood, and Shania Twain.
I feel like that is a party waiting to happen.
Yes, I hope you...
Let's go, girls. You got to say it right. Yes. Let's go, girls.
So that's just some of the fun that we're planning on for this first quarter of the year. But yeah, get the dates right, Laurie, on that Cowboy Gathering, Saturday, April the 5th.
And if you haven't been to the Cowboy Gathering, it's pretty cool. All kinds of things. All things cowboy now and cowgirl.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there's, like, poetry, music, like, all the readings. And they're all going to be all dudded up, you know.
It was a lot of fun last year. So we're excited to have that come back and be a part of 2025 and have that as a fixture for this year. So,
very cool, very cool.
Yeah, so more things to come. But there's kind of your little tease about what we're up to for this first quarter.
Well, I thank you for joining me again, and look forward to talking to you again next month, Laurie.
Thank you so much, Julie. This is a special year for you, and we'll talk more about that as we move through the year.
Oh, my goodness. It sure is. All right. Well, we will talk to y'all next time.
If they want more information, they can go to visitwaxahachie.com.
We are just so taking that for granted. Visitwaxahachie.com. Don't forget.
All right. Thanks so much for this time, Julie.
Thank you. Bye.